planning for the weekend? Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and we're delighted to have Christine Hollowed in studio from WW, formerly Weight Watchers and now called WW. Chatting off there, we have so much in common between being the same age. We both have had daughters within a few days of each other in the same hospital, so we probably sat next to each other at our hospital appointments. But you've got two smallies. I can't even think about that. Oh my God. So listen, you won a Coach of the Year at WW.
I think they just threw my name out of a hat.
Would you stop it? Tell me, how did your journey, as they say, begin with WW?
Oh, many years ago. So I originally joined in January 2006, and I actually joined with a couple of girls that I worked with. And thinking back on that, I don't know if I would have had the confidence to really walk through the door myself. I was going along with them. They were joining. I was like, yeah, that's brilliant. I'll go along with you. And now I was conscious of the fact that I had weight to lose. And I had been unhappy with, you know, my weight and how I was looking for a long time. But as I say, what I've done on my own, I don't know. Walked through the door, stood on the scales. I had no idea what I weighed. And I was 15 stone 10.5 pounds. I remember that number exactly forever. I knew that was kind of a high number, but it was only when I went home, I did, you know, you can do those BMI checks.
Mm.
So I did a BMI calculator and I was in the obese range on that. And that just gave me such a shock. And that really kicked off my journey.
Right.
Big time.
Had you always had weight on or did it creep on?
My weight has fluctuated since I was a child. And there are hideous videos of like school plays and concerts and stuff from back in, you know, when I was probably about 12 and about 6th class.
I feel like this is mad, right? Because I actually feel like I'm interviewing myself here. Go on.
Yeah. So, you know, of me being one of the bigger girls in the class. And it would have been like up and down. Just naturally, I suppose, or during my teens, it really started to go on. Two things kind of happened. So I used to work in retail and I moved to my first office job. So I sat down a lot more and a lot more sedentary. And I also moved in with my now husband.
Ah, you see, Stephen. The takeaways.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
the
you get comfortable. The Maltesers for a film and the popcorn and all that. Yeah.
Tubs of ice cream, big bags, big sharing bags. Or not.
And of course, he doesn't put on a pound.
Do you know what? He did put on a little bit of weight, but he would have been very slim. And, you know, as he was putting on the bit of weight, people were going, Stephen, you look really well. You're looking really healthy. But that compliment didn't extend to me because
they just
I was overdoing
you.
It. So I was doing it at a much higher rate than Stephen. So it was those two things combined. It was, you know, yeah, the nights, much, you know, nights in and, you know, DVDs and snacks and stuff while we were doing that. But also the type of food that we were eating and the fact that I started eating the same amount of food as him. So I was having the same size portions as him.
And then when you're staying in, I suppose, more often, you don't have to worry about having a lovely dress to wear on the Saturday night.
Absolutely.
So the clothes that you had in the wardrobe, sure, you haven't tried them on in donkeys. So you have no idea. So you're living in kind of leggings and the comfortable gear.
Absolutely.
So you don't, I know for me, I didn't even notice the weight going on because they still fit no matter what. They're nice and stretchy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that I had lots of in the wardrobe were shoes because shoes always fit.
Oh my God, you are me.
And makeup was the other thing as well because makeup always fits. And makeup, actually, I had a mad collection of makeup because it was always something that I could buy and always made me feel nice. I could put the face on and feel a bit more confident and feel nicer about myself, and I could put the fancy shoes on.
So you started doing the plan. Did it work that time around for you?
Yeah, so I was going to say that I'm very good at losing weight. Once I got that big shock of I'm obese and this, you know, that really hit me, I was like, well, that's that. You know, so I got stuck into it and it took me about a year and a half to lose the weight. The way I remember it is that it took about a year to do the first 4 stone and then 6 months to do the last half a stone. That last half a stone is...
It's a chipping away. Half a pound is half a pound.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Like I often say that all those little half pounds add up before you even realise it. So like I really got stuck into it. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I remember even kind of about halfway through that year, in that summertime, we were out for a birthday dinner with me and the girls. And I remember feeling differently about getting ready for that and going out and getting dressed up.
The confidence was there.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And those lovely things help you to go along the way as well, because you're starting to notice those changes in yourself.
Yeah.
And that will kind of push you along the next little bit as well.
Now, you said to me that you were very good at losing weight, not necessarily terribly good at keeping the weight off. And this is another thing I can totally identify with, because like you, I lost 4.5 stone.
Yeah.
2 stone is back on. You know, before you even realise it, it's back on. And you look at yourself in a photograph and you're like, oh God, that was taken very badly. And then you realise, actually, no, that's how you look. And look, we're all talking about this horrendous Caroline Flack and people judging each other on social media and everything for their appearance. It's not about that. This is about an individual feeling confident in themselves. And no matter what weight you are, whether you're 20 stone, 10 stone, whatever you might be, whatever you're comfortable with is the important bit. I certainly wasn't comfortable being 4.5 stone heavier. And I'm sure you were the same. But you were saying you struggled then keeping the weight off. Tell me about that.
So I reached my goal weight, and that day was the day I stopped going to Weight Watchers. And I kind of just dusted off my hands and said, that's grand. Thanks for all your help with that, Weight Watchers. I've got this. Guess what happened? So the weight started going back on. I never went back to my original weight. And I really believe that's because there's certain things that are just, they're instilled in me, and they're things that I will do for the rest of my life. So, you know, like that, I will always just put skimmed milk on my cereal or my porridge now. You know, I will always drink water. And there's, you know, there's just particular foods and changes that I've made that will stay with me. And that helps me to manage it to some extent. But what I did for years and years was I yo-yoed up and down and up and down. And that was, you know, for, oh, there's a wedding coming up, I'll lose weight for that. There's a holiday coming up, I'll lose weight for that.
It is a great kind of incentive when you do have something that's coming up and there's a date in mind that you want to be down by, but it can't just kind of end there.
Yeah, that's, you know, the goals were fantastic because they gave me something to aim for, but it was nearly that I was saying I only needed to lose it for that thing, and then I was just giving myself permission to put it back on again. I knew I could lose it again in the future if I wanted. But eventually, after many years of doing that, I got really fed up with having to lose weight over and over again. So the light bulb went over my head and I said, I don't want to work at losing weight for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I would rather work at
keeping
to maintain my weight for the rest of my life.
So when did that light bulb moment happen?
Probably about, let me think, it would have been about 2015. And I walked through the door of Mary O'Donoghue's workshop, who I know.
Mary's been on the show many times,
I'm a little bit in love with her. But she's amazing. So she's been a fantastic support to me, you know, as my leader and my coach and as my mentor when I was becoming a coach myself as well. She's brilliant. She's a really special person. I just knew there was something different in me that time that I walked through the door, because I knew this is it. This is the last time I'm doing this. I sort of said to myself, I'm going to be a Weight Watcher for the rest of my life. And that's brilliant, because I won't have to keep, hopefully, losing it over and over again. So walked through the door, got all the brilliant support and tips and motivation from Mary. Yeah, so got back to final goal in 2016.
So how much weight did you have to lose at that point? Obviously not 4.5 stone.
It was 4.5 stone. Yeah. It was about, I think it was about 2 stone or, 2.5 stone.
Okay, I know. Here we go again. Here we go again, the twins. And then... then, lo and behold, you find out you're pregnant. Too long after.
The baby's dead. Yeah. So that was kind of early 2016. I got back to goal. And that's also then when I became a coach as well. And then the next thing I knew, baby started coming.
So how did you handle that during your pregnancy? Did you stay on plan? Is it healthy to do that? What happens?
So once you fall pregnant or find out that you're pregnant, we don't encourage you to come to workshop at all. If you want to keep an eye on your weight and manage your weight, you'll do that with your GP and your kind of medical team like that. But, you know, I still ate.
It's healthy eating,
That's, you know, it was about healthy eating. And, you know, I read up all the stuff online about, you know, you're not actually eating for two. You know, you do need some extra calories.
I think they say a banana is about all you need.
You know, the one food I will not eat
is a banana. Really?
Yeah, banoffee is the only dessert that I don't give
a
try.
Oh my God. You don't like banoffee?
No.
Okay, that's the only place we differ.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so no, healthy eating. And actually, I feel a bit cheeky calling it baby weight, because really, I didn't put on weight during my pregnancy.
It was all baby.
It was baby, and it was after I had the babies. That's when the weight went up again. After each of them.
Did it? What do you think was the reason for that?
So I was at home a lot more, and I was sitting down, and I was feeding baby, and people were coming to visit and bringing me lovely cakes and biscuits.
You have to have a biscuit in case somebody calls, don't you? You couldn't be mortified not having a biscuit.
So it was all that stuff, and of course you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to make bottles, and
so you're starving for your breakfast by 5. Yeah. Then you need another breakfast, then another lunch.
I'm sure when you're doing a feed at 3 o'clock in the morning, you have to have tea and biscuits.
Well, of course, I need to keep the energy levels up.
And, you know, I don't feel bad about any of that stuff, because I often say to people, there's times in your life where you just have to manage that time, and when you're ready, you get back into it and you start focusing on yourself a little bit again. And that's what I did kind of with each of them. I had my few months where I kind of didn't worry too much about what the food was looking like. But when I was ready to get going and focus a little bit on myself again, I did that with both of them. So I put on about a stone after each baby.
Okay, not too bad. That's manageable.
Yeah, well, again, I'm very lucky because my job is...
Yeah, you know how to do it, yeah.
And yeah, I've been around the block so many times. It's kind of...
Talk to me then about becoming a WW Coach of the Year.
Well, that was a bit strange because, okay, so I suppose the way it works is that we have these lovely Coach of the Month awards throughout the year. I have so many amazing colleagues. It's such a lovely place to work. I don't sound gushy about Weight Watchers, but really, and it's true, Weight Watchers changed my life, and it changed it a few times because it changed it when I walked through the door back in 2006 and it helped me to lose 4.5 stone. But then it changed my life when it gave me a career and a job that I love, and brilliant colleagues and friends.
It's a career that allows you to spend a lot of time with your children now too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so lucky that I don't have to get up at the crack of dawn and ship them off to creche and get out, you know, do my Monday to Friday 9 to 5 or any of that kind of stuff. There's a lot of flexibility there for me to be able to have my workshops. I can still, you know, be doing the social media side of things in the evening times or when I can. And I email my members and keep in touch with them and have my family around that. And you know what? With WW, you know, as a career, it's fitting it around my life. But as a member, that's really important, I think, that you're fitting WW into your life and what you have going on as well.
What is the most challenging thing, would you say, about being a leader at WW? I mean, sometimes I think, you know, are you taking on a lot on your shoulders when members are feeling terrible or they're feeling disappointed with their weight loss or they've a lot going on? You're then taking on their problems too.
Yeah, you do. You give a lot of yourself. And that was something after I had the kids. I took 6 months off after having each of them. And that's because I really wanted to be able to just give myself to my family, I suppose, and have that time before I kind of went back to work. But I can't tell you how much I love doing it. Like, I love meeting the people. I love having the chats with the members. You know, your weight is a really, really personal, private thing. It's really lovely to think that somebody will trust you and stand on a weighing scale beside you and let you see that number. All the coaches around Ireland, you know, we've all been there. We've been that person standing on the scales, and that's what helps us, I think, when it comes to WW as a career and as a job.
You must be very proud then when you see your members achieving what they set out to achieve and losing the weight and getting to goal weight.
Yeah, I love it. I probably get a bit more excited than they do sometimes. When they've had a good week, it's brilliant. I love when they hit a milestone or a goal that they're aiming for. One of my personal favourites is when that stone number changes.
Yes.
So when it goes from a 12 to an 11 or an 11 to an 8 or whatever it might be. I love that. And I nearly do like a little excited dance for them when I see that. That's such a big part of what WW and Weight Watchers is. It's the community and it's the support part. You know, it helped me out so much. And I'm not a brilliant person at asking for help, but that's what we're there for. And that's, if you've ever tried to lose weight on your own, and I think a lot of us have, it's tough.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's impossible, actually, on your own. Well, listen, thank you for sharing your story with us. Christine does a WW class in Naas on a Wednesday, Molesworth Street in Dublin on a Thursday, and Abbey Street in Dublin on a Saturday. All those details are on the WW website, which is a mad website, by the way, because it's www.ww.ie. So you definitely can't forget that one. You don't need a pen and paper today. And thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Cheers. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.